One in eight couples has trouble getting pregnant or sustaining a pregnancy. In the 1970s, Rutland resident Sandra Stillman Gartner suffered several miscarriages before her daughter Rebecca was born. But the baby came too soon, and Sandra and her husband Alan had to make the agonizing decision to take their tiny child off life support. To deal with her grief and the turmoil it caused in her marriage, she wrote about what happened. Tonight at 8:30 p.m., a short film based on Gartner's story will premiere on Vermont Public Television. And VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Almost 40 years after the premature birth of their daughter, Rebecca, the only mementos Sandra and Alan have are a small Polaroid picture taken by a nurse and the child's tiny hospital bracelet. Coming home without their baby was heartbreaking, says Stillman Gartner. She says it felt like a shade came down on her. Today, she says, there's the internet and social media.
I think back then, you know, like 30-odd years ago or so, people didn't talk about things the way they do now. It was very much more like kind of like hush-hush, you know, we're not going to acknowledge the loss that a woman has sometimes. There wasn't like the support groups out there. So it was a very isolating kind of experience.
Sandra and her husband Alan had to decide whether to keep trying. Her husband was wary of more heartache, she says, which created a wedge in their marriage. But they persevered. None of her pregnancies was easy, but eventually the couple had three children, Jenny, Jeremy, and Emily, who are all grown now. A freelance writer and actress, Stillman Gartner says writing about her experience helped her come to grips with her emotions and her grief. Her story, Exploding the Baby Myth, first appeared in Ladies Circle magazine.
A lot of women are put in the position or feel, you know, like you get pregnant 9 months later after you come off the tennis court, you have your child. And it's not always that way. And I felt like I wanted to share my experience of what I had been through with the miscarriages and losing a premature child. And actually, with Jenny, I had to be in bed for 7 months.
She says she was surprised by the response she got from the article. Women who told her they too had struggled, often silently, to become parents. Filmmaker Tamara Raybill owns Wild Angel Films, a Florida-based production company that explores what Raybill calls the imperfect journey of parenthood. Raybill met Stillman Gartner at a Vermont film festival a few years ago, and the two women began working on a film version of Sandra's magazine article. The short film that resulted is a fictionalized adaptation with minimal dialogue. It was shot entirely in Rutland.
Have you thought about anything else since the appointment? Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
I mean, the doctor said that we could try again, so.
That doesn't mean that we should. Right?
Rabel says so many couples today are waiting to have children or are relying on in vitro fertilization or other procedures, which can be fraught with complications and loss. So Rabel says Gartner's story of perseverance still resonates.
Well, because it happened so long ago, it makes it even more valuable to me and more important to the viewer, because now mothers today, we have IVI, we have IVF. You know, Sandy didn't have that. All she had was her will and her spirit and her determination.
Rabel says the title of the film, Unspoken, came after a couple she had known several years came to an early screening of the film and surprised her by admitting they too had gone through miscarriages before the birth of their daughter.
And they said basically for 6 to 9 months after they had the two miscarriages, they didn't speak to each other about the miscarriages themselves. Like within their marriage, they just tried to pretend that it didn't happen.
While Unspoken is an artistic adaptation, Sandra Stillman Gartner says the film remains true to her story. For her, sharing that story was cathartic and healing, and she hopes it may help other parents as well. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.